הייתם בשיור במדבר, והכל יודעים שאין צריכם לחלו שבס. This is a key factor in this halacha. By a svina, there's a suffix. There's a possibility that it might come to chilul Shabbos. The svina and Shabbos, he might have to do malacha. Here it is not a suffix. Hakol yoidim shem tzrichim lechalul Shabbos. If he's going with a caravan to a midbar, everyone realizes that there will be a necessity for chilul Shabbos. Ki mipnei ha-sakone, because of the sakone to remain in the midbar, lo yuchlu la'akev ba-midbar b'shabbos levadom, he will not be able to remain alone in the midbar. That means if the caravan is going, he will not be able to stay there. So the loch is like this. Shloishis yomim kodem Shabbos. 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Asurim loteis. They're not allowed to go out like we had by a svina. In these 3 days, it's mutol olov lidoig, to be doig about the forthcoming chilul Shabbos, which will come about. Uviyayim rishayin uvishayini uvishlishi. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, mutol loteis. Vim achakach yeor eloi sakone. If afterward there'll be a sakone, it's this. V'yitztarech l'chalo Shabbos midnei v'kuach nefesh. He left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And now, in Shabbos, there's a sakone which is mechayev chilul Shabbos. Muta. V'ein kan chilul. He's not considered a machalo Shabbos. He went beheter, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah some amela. Now he's a matzav of onus, and there's no problem of chilul Shabbos. V'ho'ile, so, but al kaponim, beheter is only if he left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if he is going in this shayore l'tzayrech mitzvah, V'ho'ile l'Eretz Yisrael. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. What? We'll see a Mishnah Berurah. Im nizamna lo yishayore, and he has a shayore that's going to Eretz Yisrael, afilu b'erev Shabbos, afilu the first leaving Erev Shabbos, but even the Dvar Mitzvah, yochel ifreish. He could be Poirish, Erev Shabbos, and they're going. Even though this will bring about a chilul Shabbos, and it's less than 3... What? He's going to live Eretz, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to a midbar now. So he's going to a midbar in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. Some nizam lo yishayor afilu b'erev Shabbos given the Dvar Mitzvah yochel ifreish. But since, we'll see, since this is 3 days before Shabbos, so we had before the same halacha by a svina, before he goes out, he speaks to the head of the shayore, I'm going under one condition, that you will not go Shabbos, you'll all remain in the midbar, we'll be together. And the one who is leading the shayore agrees with him. That's a taish, there was a psike. V'im acher sheyiu ba-midbar le-yirtzu lish-boisimu. Later, when they come in the midbar, he changes his mind, the one who's leading the shayore. And now he tells them, change my mind. If you want to stay here, you can stay here in Gesundheit. Hey, I'm going further. I'm not staying here, Shabbos. Yochel le-leches imoim chutzutro mipnei pikuach nefesh. Now, this Indian of Poisek Imoy, we had it before, but the Indian of Poisek Imoy makes that when I'm starting to go out, it's a suffix that I'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Because he told me that they're not going to go Shabbos. So Mamela, there was a commitment. Yana said that they're not going to go Shabbos. Later, he changed his mind. But Bekitsa, it's a suffix if I'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Without Moisek Imoi, so or if he tells them, no, listen, I'm going to go on Shabbos. You want to go along with us, Gesuntai? If not, not. So then there'll be Avadai Hilo Shabbos, so then it's not permissible. That is the head of Moisek Imoi. They made up that they're going to not go on Shabbos. That's the place that came on the beginning of the trip. And later, if he changes his mind, he's permitted to go with them and be Mechalo Shabbos. Yochel Alechis Imoim Chutz L'Tchum. She's allowed to go now, Chutz L'Tchum. That means if he's going on Shabbos, he's going Chutz L'Tchum. Midnei Pikuach Nefesh. V'im Nichnas Le'ir Achas B'Shabbos. He'll enter a city now in Shabbos, and he went Chutz L'Tchum. Mahalach Eskulo. He's allowed to go the whole year, because since he did not do an Issa, he was permitted to do what he did. So the Chazal did not counsel him that he can only walk Taladamis. Va'afilu hinichu mechutz le'ir, afilu they left him outside of the ear. V'roita likonis le'ir, now he wants to enter the ear. Mutas dekiven l'dvar mitzvah nofak, since he went for dvar mitzvah, yesh lo yalpayim amah l'chol ruach, so yes, alpayim amah, he's allowed to enter the ear. Because he had alpayim amah, because he was eilach b'hetel. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. L'chalo Shabbos. Afilu be'isa derabonon. That means he knows akol yodim shem tzrichim l'chalo Shabbos. That means if the isa derabonon, the being down from the ribosh, that means he'll have to ride on an animal, which is an isa derabonon. An isa deraita could be hoylech utzlutchum. So he knows this. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not allowed to go with them. V'yem rishen uvisheni uvishlishi. Kvar nisboyer hakam. What is the difference between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Mishum dehem nikroim al shen Shabbos he'ovar. These 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, are mekushel to the previous Shabbos. And therefore, vein tzorich lihizoyer atosh lo yavud echilu Shabbos habot. Now it is not mutol olov to be doyeg for the next Shabbos. Now, this is, that means Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's a chiyav on him to be doyeg to make sure he shouldn't be mechalo Shabbos. But the first 3 days, it's not mutalolov. So Mamele is allowed to go out. And now he's in a matzav of sakonis, he's allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. Ubikneses hagdoilos kosov v'shem ori ben leiv. Now the Knesses hagdoile brings down from the ori ben leiv. He's chaylik on the mechabo. That means the Mechaber compared a mafling besvine, a yetzim b'sheyo to a mafling besvine, which the comparison is debatable. A mafling besvine is not muchach that'll be a chilu Shabbos. The possibility. Ayotzi b'sheyore v'zichor will be a chilu Shabbos. So therefore, the Mari ben Leiv holds the sheyodeya b'vadai sheyovei lidei chilu Shabbos. Also, af b'chiyai gavne. So afilu, I'm leaving Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Mari ben Leiv holds it is also. V'chein kosav haradbas. So we have to know that what it says in Shulchan Aruch that is mutter, that's what the Mechaber holds, the Gemara holds. But the G'dolei HaPoiskim, which are chaylik on the Mechaber and the Gemara, him amarim ben leiv and haradbas. So since there's already a machlokes, it's not so poshut to go out. Machaber Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, but there are daily a poskim which hold that it is also. Val pize soimchim achshav shemisaknim ba'atzmon k'tas shloi lechalo Shabbos kedoy shileye iso lemafreya alma shayot. So now let's explain this. They bring down from Rav Moshe as follows. Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe says pshat in this Radbaz as follows. The din is, a person is not permitted to, if he's in a mokim of sakone, not to be mechalo Shabbos. He'll be chum. He won't be mechalo Shabbos. Chas v'sholem, he's a shayfach domen. A person who's in a mokim of sakone, he's mechuyim to be mechalo Shabbos. There's no chumkai. But here it says, let's just say the words. Here it says, there are other people that since the Marib and Leiv and the Rambas holds, you're not allowed to go. So when they go into the Midbar, they're machnis themselves in the Sakone because the Rambas holds they were not permitted to go out on Sunday in order to be with a Hashban of Chilul Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, there are certain matzovim which depend on the Ruach Ha'odon. That means there's a person that's brave and not scared, and there's another person that's very timid. And the halacha depends on his ruach. That means like this, a person is in a midbar and he hears the lions roaring in those and this. He has heart palpitations and if he'll stay there 2 more minutes, forget about the lion, he'll have a heart attack. So Mamela, this person in this matzav is in a matzav because of the nefesh. The Mamela, so he's allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos. So they're going, he goes with them, he rides the horse, he goes with them. There's another person who in this matter has sex technicians. He's talking now. We're not talking about that the lion is he's roaring. So there are people that they're not scared. This doesn't scare them. They hear the noises and the dog, they're not scared. So by then, the Emerson, if he's in this matzav of ruach, at the present time, I don't have to be mechalo Shabbos. So because it's not a sakana yet, you hear roaring. So there's roaring. So, but it is not to say that roaring of a lion spells out rikuach nefesh is not mucha. But it matters what your matzav of ruach is. If you're very timid and very afraid, it could be for you. It is a matzav of rikuach nefesh. If you're not afraid, so in this matzav, it's not called rikuach nefesh. That is what they're saying, that other people, since lamaite, it is not so cautious that one was permitted to go out Sunday if there'll be a vadai rikuach nefesh. So other people, they only go out if they know that not in all matzovim there'll be mechalo Shabbos. That means if they know by themselves that, now listen, I'm going out, and there's a Marie Belay that holds this also. So I'm going out with a ruach of braveness that I won't on any small thing be mechalo Shabbos. So memele, so then already it comes out. So it's not avadei pikuach nefesh. So memele we have This heter, that's why, that's how Ramosha says. If it's a man, it's not going, there's no room, kind not to be Michal or Shabbos. You see the line in front of them, and all of them are moving, and he'll stay there, and that's why we're not speaking about that. But we're speaking about a matzah that depends on his ruach. So other people, when they go out, they're soymach on the mechaber, but they want to take into consideration the shittas Marib and Leib and the Radbaz. But he says, soymach machshav shemistaknim ba'atmom ktsatz shaloy lechalo Shabbos kdei shliye oso le'isol mafreya ma'ashe yosa. V'imach ha'kach yeyore. If they went out, chatzolayim, Kivin, this Chav Zayin, this is going on. V'yem rishim v'shein yishlishim. What the Lord says, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, allowed to go out. V'imach ha'kach yeyorim, later will come out a matzev of pikuach nefesh, chatzolayim. Kivin the memele nisbav hadovo libesoyf. Now it came out, he went out better. And later they came out, Uboinish of Pikuch Nefesh, Enkan Chilu. So there's no Chilu Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Now I'm in a Matzav of Sakon, I'm allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Uboshit. The Lechule Alme, but a Chilu according to the Mechaber, also loy lahavtiach l'shayore b'eishe yishtatef imam sheyisayim b'eize asiyas meloche b'shabbos. If he's given a questionnaire before he goes out on Sunday, and he's given a questionnaire, listen, we're going out, that each one is mekabel on themselves, that Shabbos you're going to do whatever it is, a meloche, in order. And that's the only way they'll accept him in the Shayore. If he is masking before that he's going to do a malachet, but there's a commitment already. Here he's committing himself. Listen, that's everyone goes out. We have this commitment that everyone has to be mishtatim to do certain things on Shabbos. Vafilu Malochet the Rabbonon, if they demand a commitment, Av shal yedei zet his battle hanesiyah shaloi, the only way he could go with this shayore is by committing himself that he'll do a Malochet the Rabbonon. And if he won't commit himself, they won't take him along. Whatever it is, if it involves a commitment before going out that he's saying, I'm looking to be Mechal Shabbos, that is awesome. Now the Mechaber said that this condition that we need, that should be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's if he's going Lidvar Horishus. But if he's going Lidvar Mitzvah and he gives a Moshul, he's allowed to leave even Friday. Now, what is the Taish Oyle Le'eretz Yisrael? Yesh Oymrim. Others say, Dine Dafti Kedeli Yashibo. He's not going to visit Eretz Yisrael. He's going to live in Eretz Yisrael. That is, there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Oret. So if he wants to go to live in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shayor is going Friday, so this is a loch of a Dvar mitzvah, he's allowed to go. V'yesh Oymrim, and others say, Dafilu Almen. He doesn't have an intent to live in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to visit Eretz Yisrael, to be in Eretz Yisrael. The lahalich bo hiluch arba ames nami ava mitzvah. To walk dalad ames in Eretz Yisrael is also a mitzvah. He wants to be making this mitzvah. He doesn't have an intent to live in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a mitzvah of hiluch dalad ames. So others hold that this is also called the Dvar Mitzvah, the Frad Lefima Shehekel Remo Besoif HaSimim Bargo, Vadi the Gamzehu Bechlal Dvar Mitzvah. Upoisek imohem lishbois, but he makes up with them that Shabbos, we're not going. We're going to stay in the midbar together. So even though by asfinen, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, they went over to the captain. He says, listen, I'm going on the ship, but I want to make up with you. Shabbos, the ship isn't going. The captain says, I'm not crazy. I'm not asking. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, Meika, then you're allowed to go. It's a mitzvah to be poising. Listen, if he's not, he doesn't want to be masking, you're permitted to go. It's only a mitzvah balmet. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskin by a svinin. But over here in the Bir Aloche, he takes into consideration that there are poiskim that hold, that the whole thing is also. This is the Rabbas, the Meribin Lay, the whole thing is also. So here he holds the Ptika is Li'ikuvir. That means the Ptika will make it for a Sophical Kaponim. I make up with the head of the caravan, I make up with him that, listen, we're all going to stay together, Shabbos and the Midbar. And he says, yes, so Al Kaponim is a Sophic. So then you're allowed to go. But if he tells you, I have no intentions of staying in the Midbar, so here the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that he's not allowed to go. And I think, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah Bir Aloche feels, that's why he's machma over here. So not only Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, he'll also have to be poisek imohem in order that it should be a suffix pikuach nefesh and not a badai pikuach nefesh. Now, I saw a very interesting psak from Rabbi Eliashiv. There was a person in concentration camp that was meiser nefesh himself to make a sukkah. But that is like this. He wanted to eat a kezias in a sukkah. If the Nazis would find him eating in the sukkah, they'd kill him. That's a portion. But he had a cheshbon. He was going to make a sukkah right before the shkia, or make a sukkah. The first night, he wanted to make a sukkah. He's going to make a sukkah right before the shkia. And as soon as it becomes night, he's going to eat a kezias. And then he's going to take apart the sukkah. So the hetzer to take apart the sukkah later is because they see the sukkah, that's the end of him. So in Yontif, or in Shabbos, that if the Tzeisa Kechovim, if the Sukkah will be standing an extra 5 minutes, that's Sikha Asakone. So he has a heter to take it apart, even though it involves Melachis. The Shaila was he allowed to do this? Was he allowed to Erev Yontif to make the Sukkah knowing that as soon as I make the sukkah, I'm going to eat that kezias, I'm going to take it apart, and I'll be mechalo Shabbos and Yontif. Was he allowed to do this? So Rabbi Eliashiv said, yes, he was allowed to do it. So l'chayra, I thought, this is mamish, this din over here. This is mamish, this din. This is doing this for advar mitzvah. He knows this is like the mechaber al kaponim. He knows that he'll have to yedei b'vadai, but he's doing for a dvar mitzvah. According to the Mechaber, it's Yichamutah. Here we don't have the poisek imohem. I mean, here is avadoi. According to the Mechaber, he doesn't sell to anything. Rabbi Yashim said it was mutter. He was allowed to make the sukkah, and later, 5 minutes after say it's a kum, he's allowed to take it apart because it's because of the poshes. But l'chayra, it's the to this Elohim. Yochel Aleches, Imis Yorei. So now, if now he's in the Midbar, And they're going. They told them they're going to stay there. Now it comes to Shabbos. They're in the Midbar. They're going. So what does he do? Should he stay there alone? So he says, Yochel Alechis, Imis Yorilis Akim Bamidbar. He's scared. So what could be? Now the Mishnah enumerates the problems which could occur to remain alone in the Midbar. Shemo Yivkishu Boy Chayis Rois. One, maybe, listen, he's in a midball, so maybe a higher law will meet up with him, which is not, which is very dangerous. Or Yivu boy list him, or maybe in a midball there's murderers, there's robbers. The Yigzulu Mimenu Behemtai, they'll take away his behemoth. Listen, they'll take away the behemoth, he won't be able to go, be a stocking. Or they'll take away his money. We won't have any money and to be left without money, so this also. Or they'll take away his clothing. He has a warm coat and it's freezing outside, and they'll take away the coat from him. So, kulam hu bechlau sofik bikuach nefesh umutalei lechimom. So he said the shoshes which could occur remaining alone in the midbar. He has five shoshes over here. All these things, it's amuchach, but all these things are possible. This is called sofik bikuach nefesh. So I'm permitted to go with them and to be Mechalo Shabbos. I just cleared the Ha'orim. There's a Bekanta Maisa with the stipler, Zechayna Levrochem. The stipler was in the Russian army, and there was one time he had to be on guard, Leil Shabbos. He had to be on guard. He was in the army. That was no Shiloh. And the soldiers had to stay outside, in Russia was very cold. So there was a coat that the soldier wore. And after, when the next soldier came, so the soldier took off the coat and gave it to the next soldier. The next soldier shared the coat. It was a coat that was shared from one soldier to another. Right. This was Leil Shabbos. And the soldier who was before him took the coat and put it on a tree. And then the stifler comes and he sees the coat is on the tree. And there's a shayla, there's an issa de rabbonon to be mishamish bilon, to take off the coat. To take off the coat is an issa de rabbonon. So he didn't know what to do. This is a merdeka maisa with the stifler. So he said like this, 10 minutes I can be without a coat. So he waited, so he waited 10 minutes. And he went through the whole night with 10-minute intervals. Each time he was going for 10 minutes. And he went through the whole night without taking off the coat. The mice became deaf because of this. This mice, that's why the disciple was deaf, was because of this mice. Now, I just was thinking, here it says that if Yikru Mimenu Malbushov Bisman HaKoyer is called Sofik Bikuach Nefesh. So I don't know how this shims with the cycles, either one of the two. Either Pshatis, Sofik Bikuach Nefesh, it's Sofik Bikuach Nefesh, it's Mutter Lechalo Shabbos, but there's no Chiyuv. So it's mutter leilechimoyim, but sofik bikuach nefesh, but could be. The sofik bikuach nefesh is a heter. So, but you could be mekel, but you could be machmel, or it could be there was a different case. We can't be madama the cases. Maybe the case over there wasn't sofik bikuach nefesh. I don't know. Klal chutz l'tchum. What will be? You'll have to go chutz l'tchum. Vuadin chutz liyud beis mil. If he goes in the midbar on Shabbos, He could be going Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, which is Chumim Dereis and Amishori, Ad Shigia L'Mokim She'ein Shom Shuv Shash Sakonas Nefoshes. V'Yitoreid Mehem, that means you leave the Midbar, he went Chutz L'Tchum, which was Anissa Dereis, but called man to remain in the Midbar because Nefoshes. They left the Midbar, now he could separate himself from the Shayore, because now it's no more Pikuach Nefoshes. Now he lost the head of Pikuach Nefoshes. V'yish b'yisham. So b'yishay v'sneer. V'yesh loy misham alpayim l'cholua. And he has a head to go 2,000 amis l'cholua, because he went better. V'mnichnat. And it says, v'mnichnat l'ir achas b'shabes. So he's allowed to go the whole year. Even the boynis yotze chutz l'tchum mipnei pikuach nefesh. The whole reason he went was also in this. V'gam b'tchilosei mirshus nofak. He was allowed to leave. He left either Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or he left for dvar mitzvah. So memela, he's. That's called the was Yotze Beheter and finished. Because of Amogin Abram, the Davke Shaholach Lidvar Mitzvah Gemure. Davke, if he went Lidvar Mitzvah Gemure, then we will be makel that he's allowed to go. We have to finish the simen. That means you need a dvar mitzvah gemurah, and we have to end the simon to see what is nichtas ledvar mitzvah gemurah. The kivin the ledvar mitzvah, the avim yosem itchila ledvar rishus. Av sha'ato yemutale leches in moim chutz l'tchum mipnei pikuach nefesh. He went from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for advar rishus. See, even though now he was in the matzav of pikuach nefesh, he is permitted to go in the midbar with them. Mikom bochim, kivin sha'ova mitchila al das chachomim b'meshe yotza teich shloishe yomim. Hareyu kishar yoyt, he wasn't allowed to do this. If he went, he left Wednesday for advar rishus, is hareyu kishar yoyt sechutz l'tchum that did not have a head to den le'ala b'ameis. Vim yotza koydim shloishe yomim, but if he left the head, he left on Tuesday, stafil advar rishus, kivin da hashtar yitzoich losin epikos nefesh, yesh le'apayim amal l'charuach meshkosam simen tov zayin. Oit kosam, Dimolach toich shloishe yomim. He went ledvar horishus from Wednesday, which he wasn't allowed to do. Mivnei shesova shemutaleilach toich shloishe yomim. He was a shoygik. Habile shoygik v'yeshle apayl amal choruach v'herin kosovu shari achoynim. Now let us finish this in it. Hagol. Yesh oimrim shekol mokein. Sha'odam hoylech l'schoire, he's going for business. Oy lirois tnei chaveiroi, choshev akol dvar mitzvah, he wants to see his chava, which is amazik echidish, that's also called a dvar mitzvah, yedidis, achtes. Ve'ein ei choshev dvar orishus rak sha'oylech l'tayl. He's just going for the journey. Then it's called advar rishus. But if he's going for parnosin, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this is called advar mitzvah, and he has a heter to leave from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. V'chein nogu b'ktas mekoymeis, l'hokil b'inyin haplogis ha'svine v'alichis ha'yorif, בהליך ראשון תוך 3 ימים, כי חושבים הכל לדבר מצווה דמינס וסנח לטייל בהם reasons for their going, כי חושבים הכל לדבר מצווה בין לינחוס ביודום, וכן במויך האור ויש להם על מה שיצמחו. There are poiskim which I make on. That we had before the Mishmur Batan the Mognavrom, that to be matter, if you went chutz l'tchum, to be matter to apply mama, we won't be matter for such a dvar mitzvah. L'shoyre, but on Kaponim, there are mekil methodi, he was allowed to do it. Afilu yeshloi, amur di kechadish, afilu yeshloi mezainas, he has food. Yes, but v'hoylech l'shoyre l'halvoche. He's going l'shoyre, wants to have a better panose. That's also called a dvar mitzvah. V'ligvois mois meine Yehudi shulchoyle, koloi sheine goises, le'mikri psei devadois. What is, he's not going, he's going, there's a guy that owes him money, the guy is sick, so he wants to make sure that he'll meet up with the guy before the guy dies, and I'll never get the money. So this, the Mogen Avrom holds that it is also, unless he's a racist, the Le Rabbe, make him a Zer. The Le Gore, Mohilech, Lissoyre, Baal Keimut, Alav, the Gabur Zer, Beter Shloy Sheyomim, Bain, Lekam, Asim, Mishilam, Ates, Mogen Avrom, Asim, Kotin, Yudim, Mishabur, Hashem, Valiche, Sheyore, Vidas, Mogen Avrom, Bishen, Kama, Poiskim, Valiche, Sheyore, Ein Lokon. That's what he said before. To be soimach on this kula, to say such a dvar mitzvah, to parnos in this, by a svine one could be meikul, but by a shayore, that there are poiskim which are choylik on the mechaber, so he says you're not allowed to go out. Vein limchois, it's the bemokim shenogu, ein limchois. Aval bemokim sheloino agu lahokul, ein kedai lechatchila lahokul, it's the one zicha not be meikul, the kamer poiskim soivrim the beinin mitzvah gemure, you need a mitzvah gemure. So if the minig amokim was that they were soimach on these poiskim, he could ein limchois. But if there was no such minig, he should nem on this psak, it's not gedai to be mekel, because there's many poiskim who are choylish.